Welcome to Beans and Breakdowns, a podcast dedicated to bridging the gap between specialty coffee and the heavy music community. Today, I'm joined by Cam Joyner of the band Ends of Sanity and Eyes Wide Shut. So grab a fresh cup of coffee and wake the fuck up! What's going on, caffeinated crew? Today I'm with Cam from a few good bands, Eyes Wide Shut, Ends of Sanity. There's others that are there, but yeah, how are you doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's been kind of a long day. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it's been a hot one here in North Carolina. So
is it hot?
Oh yeah, it's like 88 degrees today,
brother.
Yeah, man, I was out there sweating, you know.
There's few times where I miss living in Georgia, but it's on days where like we get like a 50 degree day.
Oh yeah.
Spring's like peeking its head out, and then the next day it's like 33 and it's supposed to snow.
Yep.
And I'm like,
that's how it goes, yeah.
Why the fuck? Why are you doing this to me?
Dude, I know, man.
So but yeah, do you work outside?
I do. I do construction. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a rough summer, but got to pay the bills. You know what I mean?
It's true. You could be, because up here, people still do construction in the winter.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
And it'll be like minus 20.
Ooh, yeah, nah. There's no way I can handle that.
You got like six layers of Helly Hansen on, just fucking.
Straight up. Yeah, like three Carhartt jackets. Yeah.
I think there is cold. There's too cold for Carhartt, and I think it might reach that level sometimes. I'm not sure.
Yeah, straight up.
I know it's a little late in the day, but do you have some coffee that you're sipping?
Yes, sir. I sure do.
What you got?
I got some coffee. I think it's Charleston Coffee Roasters out of South Carolina, I believe. It was just at the grocery store about a week ago, so I just picked up a bag. So
Charleston Coffee Roasters. I don't even know if I know that. I used to live in Charleston for like a year.
Oh shit, nice. Yeah, I've like never been. It was just a random bag. I was like, I figured I'd try this. You know what I mean?
You live in Raleigh?
I live in Rocky Mount. It's about an hour from Raleigh, yeah.
So there's a really great old, I guess not, I wouldn't say old, but it's like it started a lot of cool shit and coffee in the East, like the Southeast, called Counterculture. I'm not sure if you're familiar.
Oh yeah. We have a shop in Rocky Mountain that carries a bunch of Counterculture stuff. So I like have that pretty often.
It's goated.
Dude. Yeah. It's pretty good.
It's good. That's sick. I found something. Actually, I knew like I got a haircut like right before. And there's like this weird little bougie grocery store next to it, but they started carrying this coffee called DAC. I don't know if you can, it'll focus a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah,
it's called DAC. This is their it's a Baramisu, which is a Costa Rican coffee, and it tastes like wild berries and chocolate and shit. Like,
oh, nice. It
says vanilla cream, white chocolate. Well, I guess not chocolate, but white chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
And wild berries. It's very good. Like when I ground it and put it into my little brewer, it just smelled like crazy berry flavor.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Super good. I did a full cup. I shouldn't have, because it's like 7 and I got shit.
Yeah,
to
man.
Do.
Same. I got a full cup too, but I'll probably like try and hit the gym afterwards, maybe. So I won't be up all night.
Straight up, hit a gym, hit the dinner.
You can go, man. I'll be asleep. Yeah, by like midnight, hopefully. We'll see. You know.
So are you, there's like people, right? So you got like coffee levels where it's like,
yeah,
I drink, you know, Folgers or instant coffee. And then you can go up to like past where I would consider myself way into like the, you know, everything about coffee and you're like, they're doing science shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Where on that scale are you? Do you like the coffee? Do you go
your
way?
I would say I'm maybe like a good in between. Cause I mean, like, you know, I'm not, I mean, like, I'll drink some cheap, like, gas station coffee, you know. I'm not like too picky or anything. So I'd say like a good in between, you know what I mean?
Of
But I
the
do like nice, I mean, like, I do like going to like nice coffee shops and stuff whenever I'm around one, you know?
is there anyone in the in your band, in any of the bands that when y'all are on tour, that they're like the annoying, like, we gotta hit this place?
Dude, so what's funny about that is I'm the only person in any of my bands who even drinks coffee.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm always like, let's hit this spot. And they're like, nah, man, let's not do that. So I just don't really drink coffee. I'm like, I'll get a Red Bull or something, you know? But yeah, I mean,
God.
like one of the ICE tours, I like tried to, you know, get like some good coffee every spot. And they were getting so annoyed. And I was just like, eh, you know, I gotta try some shit while I'm here, right?
What's the point of touring if you're not gonna like try
Exactly,
the
yeah.
good shit?
But I
Like,
was like trying to, you know, get like hit the good spots here and there.
feel like I'm trying to culture you fools. Like,
Exactly. Oh, man.
this is the band that I'm playing in. We have like, I would say three of us are now pretty big. A fourth one is like decently big in coffee. And then we just
Yeah.
have one guy that's like the energy drink guy.
Every band has the energy drink guy for sure. It's like all they drink, like a few monsters a day, you know,
It's good
it's
for the heart.
crazy. Yeah, straight up.
He, we're trying to, well, whenever we go to like a bougie spot, because we now have a working map that will save coffees and share with each other. Because,
Oh shit, yeah.
yeah, it's high tech. We'll take him and one of us will buy him like a fucking vanilla latte, and
Yeah,
he'll
I mean,
sit
he's
there and
gonna
be like,
start
oh,
somewhere, right?
I like this.
Yeah, he's gonna start somewhere.
Take him to like La Colombe, be like, try this latte on tap shit.
Dude, that's awesome.
Do you energy drink? You do energy
Oh, dude,
drinks?
I'm any form of caffeine, yeah. Like the Red Bulls, Monster.
What's the one right now? What's your top right now?
Energy drink wise, I'm gonna go with the NOS Zero Sugar. That's my go-to, man.
I haven't heard of NOS in a minute. The NOS has been is that's crazy.
Yeah, you gotta try the zero one if you're like into like, you know, zero soda stuff.
Well, I'm fat boy, so I definitely am.
Dude, yeah, it's my shit. I love it.
I've been on like, don't, people are gonna judge me for this because I've talked about this a couple of times, but Prime.
Dude, Prime is incredible. The ice pop flavor, man. Have you
Yo,
had that?
I'm saying
That's like the
the
top one. It's great, man.
10
I get a lot of
calories.
hate for that as well, but it's really good.
I was about to jam the other day, and one of my friends was like, well, he's significantly older than me, and I'm drinking one of like the red ones because it was a 2 for 6 thing, and I'm
Yeah.
drinking it, and he's like, you're gonna die young if you keep drinking that shit. Like, just straight up, I was like,
Gotta stay hydrated, you know, it's a good way to do it. So,
I mean, he's straight edge too, so maybe he doesn't fuck with caffeine like that.
yeah, he just doesn't get it, you know.
He's a hardliner.
Oh, yeah.
North Carolina, throw your hands up, take your shirt off,
Oh,
look
yeah,
around your
that's
head
right.
like a helicopter. So, what is your cookout order? I'm just gonna straight up ask it.
It varies, you know, but I would say probably the go-to is the double burger tray with two chicken quesadillas with the quesadilla sauce and a large Diet Coke.
Ooh, not a zero?
I wish they had it, but it's just all
Oh,
Diet Coke
that's
right
right.
now. Yeah. I
So
know, man, it's a shame. I need like Coke Zero in there ASAP.
everybody tweet, just start tweeting
Yeah.
or
I'm pretty sure I
Xing.
have before, you know. I'm just like, I need Coke Zero at cookout.
Diet Coke tastes bad.
Dude, love Diet Coke.
No, come on.
Dude, it's great. I also have the Coke Zero here once I finish
That's the
my
goat.
coffee, so
It tastes like the real thing.
Straight up. Have you tried the spiced one?
I have been told that I need
Dude, it's
to.
really fucking good. Really good.
Are you straight edge?
I'm not, no.
Okay, so I have a hunch that if you mix that one just from the flavors, if you mix it with rum, it will take like to the next level.
The Spice Coke Zero?
Yeah.
Damn, I gotta try that, man. That sounds like a good idea.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet. I
Dude,
can't
you
commit.
gotta hit it, man. It's really good.
I've been on a diet root beer kick, to be fair.
Dude, the A&W or
The
what?
A&W diet.
Dude, now that tastes like the real thing.
I'll be doing spiked root beer with dinner, you know?
Dude, God, man. That shit's so good. Yeah, I can. And also, like, has no caffeine. So, like, if you want one at 10 o'clock, great soda. Same with, like, Sprite Zero, you know?
That's the second one I have in the pantry right
Dude.
now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the move, man. After, like, 8 p.m., that's all I'm gonna have, as far as soda.
I swear I'm coming off like with douchebag energy already, and we're like 10 minutes in. With the prime and shit like that. But I was watching Sam Sulek.
Oh, yeah, of course,
Yeah, young Arnold. So
yeah.
I was watching one of his like grocery. I just wanted to see what he eats. So he was doing like a grocery haul for like his cutting.
Oh,
And
yeah.
he was talking about diet root beer is like constantly in rotation, and then Sprite Zero is like his second. So I was like, oh, you know what? I've never tried either one of those.
Yeah.
So picked both of them up, and I've had at least one of them going in the pantry.
Dude, yeah, they're so good, man. That's always a good choice. His diet also was probably insane in that video, wasn't it?
Well, the cut was actually like very crazy. Like, 'cause he was doing 1600 calories a day.
Yeah.
And then I think in full bulk, he's doing what, four a day or something like that?
Yeah, he's like eating a bunch of like donuts and stuff and somehow remaining very lean.
It's the anabolics.
Yeah, straight up.
It's the magic of steroids.
Yeah, dude, he's just always eating like either like a bunch of donuts or like a Kaniac combo from Cane's or something.
He also, his breakfast is, I think, like three packs of ramen and half a dozen eggs.
Dude, all the sodium in the ramen, I'm just like, oh, dude, I've like tried that route and I just got fat as fuck. So,
Were you training?
oh, yeah. It was just like, well, I mean, I was also eating fast food on top of that and like not really doing my cardio. So I guess that was probably why, but
I love that this has turned from a coffee podcast just into a straight up like feels like a douchebag workout meathead podcast.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
It's
that's kind
fine.
of the vibe sometimes,
It do be like that.
Yeah, straight up.
I was trying to think of what I had a question about North Carolina as another like cliche one, probably about cheer wine, but we won't get into that. Also, diet cheer wine. Can't get that up
Is
here.
fucking incredible. Yeah. It's like kind of hard to find, but whenever I
Yeah.
do find it, man, it's a good day.
You got to hit the Harris Teeter.
Yeah, Harris Teeter does have it for
So I'm
sure. Yeah.
saying. So I'm saying people don't know. I know about the Carolinas.
Dude, yeah,
All
I used
right.
to get like the 12 packs, and I was just like, all this red on my teeth might not be great. So I kind of like try to take a break, but I'm like, I'm also drinking black coffee. So, does it fucking matter at that point?
You gotta brush your teeth like four times a day.
Yeah,
Just
straight up.
you got those like the wisps or whatever where they would like
Yeah.
I've talked to man, like it's been a while though that I've had some people on from your area, but I feel like for a long time North Carolina's had like this crazy scene that people don't realize how influential it is.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, and y'all can get on to me for shouting out canceled stuff, but Blood and Ink, before we knew all the
Oh,
bullshit, Blood and
yeah.
Ink was for out of Richmond was, the bands were good. We had
Shout out
like
Dwell.
Dwell, Joy. Joy was from North Carolina.
They're up from Raleigh, yes.
Yeah, so you had those screws. Also, shout out Chamber because Dwell turned into Chamber.
Oh yeah, Jacob, yeah, went and did that. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of this, like I remember seeing shows happen in like Greensboro a lot. Was it, what's the
Oh yeah,
one, was
shows are still happening very often in
Cast
Greensboro.
Cradle, wasn't that another big
And
venue out
that's
there?
in Chapel Hill, yeah.
Yeah. So how is it now? 'Cause this was like 10 or so years ago. What's been the shape of it since COVID happening?
I mean, dude, it's probably like at the best it's been for like a good while. It's like after like all the COVID stuff, I mean, there were just these like new kids like we had never seen before just started like going to shows. I mean, like it's a lot of like younger kids, which is fine, you know, but yeah, I mean, it's in a pretty good spot, I would say, in comparison to how it was like 2018, 2019, you know.
So did y'all have that like that big dip that I feel like nobody was really going to shows, or like it was like the same
Oh
20,
yeah,
30
like
people?
2018, 2019, dude, I think like we had like two hardcore bands in Raleigh, and that was it. And it was just like, you know, those two bands would play like, you know, all the local shows, and that was just kind of it, you know. And you had like the same kids that were going to shows like 10 years ago still at these shows, you know.
Yeah. So are the new kids, when they were coming in, was the moshing, was it like how
Bad, yeah. I mean, it like varies by the show, you know what I mean? But yeah, like the first few ones, like there's a spot, School Kids Records in Raleigh, and I mean, like, yeah, it's got some pretty bad moshing, you know, but you know, it's for the youth, right? You know, let them have fun. So,
comes with the territory.
yeah, exactly. I mean,
You gotta.
it's better than having no moshing at all for your band is the way I've always seen it. I'd rather have like terrible mosh than just people just like, you know, staring at me,
Yeah,
you know,
that's the
arms
worst.
crossed, cool guying me.
At least, like, if there is a push, God forbid there's a push mosh, at
Oh,
least
dude,
there.
that'll happen on rare occasion, and it really bums me out.
It bums you out, but at least they're doing something. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah,
they want to be involved, but
exactly.
it's just, it's not quite there.
Yeah.
They just need somebody to lead by example and spin kick, just spin kick.
Dude, straight up, that's all they need, yeah.
Take the karate and put it in the show. That's all you got to do.
Just like watch some like old music videos, you know, and I mean that's all you really need. Watch like some Fury of Five videos, you know, and you're good to go,
Yep.
man.
There's a channel also called Andy Mack on YouTube. He's a homie from up here that's been, he was going to shows like back in the 90s and 2000s. He used to go to like New England shows and shit. But he has like crazy sets from like Righteous Jams. He's got like one from like when Blink 182, and this is like Blink 182 is not my favorite band, but Blink 182 like played like a 200 cap venue in Montreal before they like released Dude Ranch, I think. So he's got all kinds of shit from like the 90s up to current. So
Damn.
people watch those videos. Just
Yeah,
watch
straight up, like watch something, you know?
856. Just
Dude,
watch
yeah.
it.
That's like all they watch, I feel like. But you know, at least like they're like finding new bands, I guess. So I mean, that's cool with me as well.
I like the new guys that find the really old band but don't realize like everybody already kind of knew it, but they're like super excited about finding it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm
That
very into that. Like,
happens very often, I feel like. No.
respect to the people wanting to learn the roots, you know what I mean? Like that's the route you gotta go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How'd you get into hardcore?
So my older brother, he was kind of into like some metalcore stuff when I was probably 11 or something like that. So like he took me to a few shows when I was like 12, and they were just like, you know, some hole in the wall like local band stuff. And I just like remember going and just being like, yo, like just moshing is just like insane to me, you know. It just kind of like blew my mind. And you know, that and like LimeWire, I found like old AFI stuff. And that was kind of like the gateway band, I feel like, for me, you know?
That's like an OG. That's I would almost classify that as old head.
Dude, like that, I mean, like still like is my favorite band. So, I mean,
Crazy.
yeah, dude.
Was it Sing the Song of Sorrows?
What's that?
Was it the Song of Sorrows album or which one was it?
I think it probably was that one, yeah. And then I found like, you know, like the All Hallows EP, and I was like, this is straight up like, you know, punked kind of shit. So, you know, yeah, I mean that, and then I somehow kind of got into like more like getting like Under Oath and stuff somehow, and that was another one. Still huge on Under Oath, but yeah. So
Okay,
it kind of
that's
went
good to know.
all over the place, you know,
Yeah.
and it was like kind of all the same thing to me. But now I'm, you know, I like, no, it's not now. But you know, when I'm 12 years old, I'm like, this kind of all sounds the same.
Which album did you come in on for Under Oath?
They're only chasing safety.
Yes.
Banger.
So we're the same age.
Yeah. How old are you?
31.
I am 27.
Whoa. So you got in. I must have been late, bro. People, I don't know. I must have been late. I was Christian, so there was shit was delayed, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I
But
like found Under Oath from like being like in church from like around those kids.
so that's the thing is like I was watching do you remember that Inspiration Network that it was out of like South Carolina, I think.
I don't think so,
It was
no.
some Christian channel, but they would do something called Steel Roots, like right after school. It was like an after school program, and they were playing like Norma Jean, Under Oath.
Oh yeah, like all those kind of bands, like the Christcore kind of stuff, yeah.
Very Christcore, like,
Oh
but like early, like first album Norma Jean shit. So
yeah.
I felt like maybe that was like around the same time, but it's fine. Go, keep going.
Yeah. I
Continue.
like missed out on like all the Norma Jean stuff. I still can't like name one song, I don't think. It just like missed me for some
It's
reason.
okay. It's not, you don't need to go there.
Yeah.
The
It's a different time, you know.
Chariot was a much better band anyway, so
Yeah, I miss them too for some reason. I don't
it's
know.
okay. Because I was from Georgia, they were just huge and like they
Are
played
they from
everywhere.
Georgia?
They're from Douglasville, which is like outside of Atlanta.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. So they just played often.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I guess it would have been like how many times have you seen Advent?
Probably like 10 or 11 times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's still like one of my favorite metalcore bands, though.
And I'll see
I
them again in like a few weeks at Overcome Festival. They're playing in Winston-Salem, so that'll be cool.
Would you classify that metalcore or hardcore?
Advent, I would say it's like a good mix. I don't know. It's kind of like hard, you know, to say for them.
Just heavy.
Yeah, straight up.
Some heavy Jesus music
Oh yeah, for all the Jesus freaks, for sure.
for all the Christ kids.
Yeah,
Yeah, I mean, that's it's crazy how everyone from like, I mean, I guess it would have been around that same time, 27, 31, because my brother is like 28, 29. So, yeah,
yeah.
around the same time, like that stupid video from Under Oath that was like the dude running around and then
Which
they all
song was that?
reinventing your exit with like they all
Oh
had long
yeah,
hair and
that's
shit.
right.
Yeah. Yep.
Was a crazy time.
Did you start out on guitar or a bass or drums?
guitar when I was like 11.
Oh, okay. So do you still play? Because I know you play bass in Ends of Sanity, but are you still
Yeah,
playing
yeah.
guitar? Okay.
I play guitar and One by One is a band out of Raleigh, and Almost Heaven is a new band I'm playing guitar in. And so yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's I heard so do you know Gage Lanza?
Oh yeah, I do.
Okay, so yeah, we had talked a while back because I was trying to figure out who I should talk to from like
Yeah.
your area. And he like mentioned like five bands that you had been in.
Oh, so yeah.
I was like trying to nail down which ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in a few from around here.
So for sure. shout out Mr. Lanza.
Dude. Yeah. He's awesome. I saw him, last week in LDB or whenever that was. I guess it was a few weeks ago now, but he like had a coffee station set up by all the merch.
So when I'm talking about like the science people,
he's one of those guys. Yes.
He's up there. Like I try to keep up with him, but he's hard. Like very intense.
He's all about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a little chat where we're like sharing pics and stuff. And I'm just like, brother, how do you have time?
Yeah. He's got like the coffee Instagram and all that stuff. He runs too and all that stuff. So yeah, he's about it.
Real nice guy.
Oh yeah. He's awesome.
So Depths of Despair. It's really good.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
with Eyes Wide Shut, when y'all are going to write, is it like are you trying to go full time with it? Or is this more like when everybody's kind of has the time, write something, put it out, maybe do some touring on it?
Yeah. I mean, when it started, it was very much just kind of like, who cares kind of deal, you know, like we, just kind of like jammed out like the first demo. And I mean, I had to like beg the other guys to even like go and record it. Like I was like, I'm booking dates. I mean, like, I hope like y'all know the songs. And they're like, that's fine, you know? And then, our drummer moved for 2 years. So we kind of like, you know, had like that long gap where we didn't really write anything or really even like play that often. We like played maybe like some shows here and there, but it was with like a fill-in drummer. Mm-hmm. And I think, we did like, the first tour, it was like a Northeast tour with A Knife in the Dark and Domain. And I think after that, I was like, you know, like this band Mike could do some cool stuff we would like put time into. And they were like, yeah, I think you're right. We should like write an EP. So we started doing that, you know.
Is it, who did y'all record with?
Jeremy White. He's in Winston-Salem. He plays guitar in A Knife in the Dark. He okay. played in Dwell too.
Ooh.
Yep.
That explains why it's so fucking noisy and aggressive.
Dude, yeah, he's awesome.
Man,
great work.
So when I listen to Eyes Wide Shut, it very much reminds me of that, like that classic, like Carolina fucking scary sound. I don't know what.
Yeah, dude, he kind of like has that like sound, I feel like, with like his recordings and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But even the demo has that, like, it's got like the super crank snare, like.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He tracked the demo too.
Okay. Yeah, that's
so yeah. I mean, almost like all my bands the past like 5 years, he's like recorded all of them.
That's crazy.
Very loyal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just find one guy and just over Dude, and over.
Yeah, I mean, he's awesome and like he's a good friend of mine, so I'm like, why not? You know. He tracked the Ends of Sanity EP as well.
Damn. Man's busy.
Yeah, dude. Straight up.
Wait, so he did Eligible to Die as well?
Yeah, he was actually in the band and like helped write that at the time.
Okay.
He played drums on it.
So that's what I wanted to get to, because like Eyes Wide Shut, like a lot of people playing in like multiple bands that are very similar in genre. I feel like there's like a lot of people have a hard time differentiating or like, it's either you play a lot of shows with one and a little bit of shows, or it's like every show with one of them, your other band just kind of jumps on it.
Yeah. 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 It's not really that way with Eyes. I feel like an Ends of Sanity.
Yeah. It's like very easily separable. I feel like that that's bad English, but, and even like the sounds are so completely different. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah. I wanted like a whole different vibe. You know, I don't want to like have like another copy of the same band, you know? So,
yeah. Like it's nice that you have this capital H, you know, the Ends of Sanity kind of like nod to the older sound. And then Eyes Wide Shut's just like aggressive. I'm going to make you mosh.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that was like the whole like goal of that band is just to make people mosh. It's like all we care about.
That's great. a mission we can get behind.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, it's whenever you're like putting a lot of effort and like being serious about a project, it can get tiring. Like, I know that that's
Yeah, it'll
probably.
take like all the fun out of it too if you're not careful, you know, and you kind of like start to like even hate playing in the band. But
Yep.
we
And
haven't had that happen, so that's awesome.
then you start this other joke band and it takes
Exactly.
off.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of a curse, I think, but
Straight up.
in a good way. Like, whenever like you're just writing to have fun, you're writing to like, I guess, be true to yourself and do whatever you want,
Yeah.
then that's like what's gonna speak, I guess, the most to people.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. It's like whenever you try way too hard, it always just turns out like not that great, you know?
I feel like people
So
can just see through it.
straight up. Yep. I agree.
So it's hard to write, truthful music and good music sometimes.
I agree. Yeah.
Where do the lyrically, where do you pull from?
With the older stuff, it was kind of like a different vibe. You know, it was a lot more like angry. I guess like the newer stuff is more emotional kind of, but man, that's a hard one to answer, honestly. Shit, I don't really
ChatGPT.
know. What's that?
Is it AI? Is ChatGPT?
I
Someone to
wish
say
it made my life way easier. It took me like months to write lyrics for that. I was just like, it's got to be like, you know, like not trash, I guess, you know, but I like really tried hard like on the newest EP's lyrics.
That's I noticed like a lot of the flows and a lot of like cadences are super thought out, which
Yeah.
like it's very difficult to do because I'm new to doing vocals and stuff, and it's like
Yeah.
really trying to like write well but also like make it rhythmically satisfying.
Yeah.
So I have to compliment you on that because
Thank you.
it sounds great. It's like super noticeable and it stands out amongst the chaos that's happening. So
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
plus, I love a crank snare, baby. I love when it's
Dude,
tight.
gotta have the crank snare. Yeah, straight up.
How y'all played? You played LDB.
Ends of Sanity did, yeah.
How was that?
It was a lot of fun, man. We played right after like the Balmore set, which was kind of hard to do, but it ended up being a really good set for us, so I'm pretty happy with it, you know.
Was it noticeably different from last year with like the bit of changeover that happened?
I wasn't there last year. I mean, I've never been to LDB before
Oh,
until like
okay.
this past year, so I don't really like have anything to compare it to, you know what I mean?
I've never been to LDB, so
Yeah.
I
But yeah,
got friends
was
that
fun,
gotta
man.
go.
It was
That's cool. I'm sure it was was that always at like a fucking different venue?
Yeah, I think it was like at a skate park for a while and like they like changed over to like a fucking massive place last year, the year before last, I can't remember, but yeah, it was a fucking a pretty big place.
I'm trying to think of like crazy. I had a lot of friends sharing that Weapon X set.
Oh yeah, it was wild in there for them.
A lot of non-straight edge friends sharing the Weapon
Yeah,
X set.
just going hard for Weapon X. Yeah.
It's like I don't see a lot of you drinking beers after that. I don't
Dude,
know.
yeah. They had a crazy set. I feel like a sanction set was really wild too.
Was because they only play like once every 3 years.
Yeah, straight up. Like they played the pre-show for that, and that was like it was like the night before the actual fest, and it was just
Right.
insane. So like both sets were really crazy.
That's sick. I didn't know they played two sets.
Oh yeah, back-to-back days, and both of them popped off.
They're crazy.
Dude, awesome band, yeah.
What's out of the fest, did you see a band that was like kind of an opener you want to say was maybe underrated, maybe needed a higher spot?
I mean, Balmore at 12 o'clock, it was kind of crazy. I would have put them way later, but besides that, I feel like everybody was kind of in a good spot, you know? But yeah, like the Balmore set was just like they covered Avenged Sevenfold, and I was like,
Come
this is the
on.
coolest thing ever.
Dude, these kids are snapping. Like, it's
Dude, straight
crazy.
up, yeah.
They're
But like
like,
it like popped off for the cover too. I think they like opened with it or something. But yeah, it was really sick.
there was a band from Toronto that played, they did an intro, and in the intro they threw a Creed riff for My Sacrifice.
That's pretty sick.
That's
What was the
stupid.
band?
I don't even remember what the name of the band was, but they're like, they're young, like 20.
Yeah. That's the way to do it, man. Think outside the box, you know?
I gotta give it to them. I
Yeah.
feel like I'm locked into my tendencies. All us old folks are like, can't even come up with ideas. They're just like, I'm just gonna play Avenged Sevenfold.
Dude, yeah. It's the way to do it.
Backcountry, fucking backcountry, just
Yeah.
rolling up.
That's a good track too, man.
I'm ready for somebody to just kill a Slipknot cover and then go like completely viral and hard and people just moshing.
Dude, yeah, I'm pretty sure the band that played before Balmore did a Slipknot cover. I think it was like Eyeless or something. Or maybe it was like half of the song or something, but it
That's
was
cool.
Surfaced, I think the band is.
Oh.
I might have that wrong. But it was the opener of LDB. They like
Jamie,
played an Eyeless cover.
let's pull that up on the screen.
It
No,
might be Surfaced.
we'll have to check the Hate 5-6 sets. Was he was
Yeah.
there.
He wasn't.
Who was shooting?
I don't think anybody was.
Oh
Maybe it was
wow.
what is it? Is it Feet First or something?
Feet First or 197 maybe.
Yeah, it was one of those two, but I didn't see 856 doing anything.
I can't believe we've like finally moved past the time where there's six videographers all shooting the same
Dude,
set.
I know, man. Yeah. That's just kind of insane.
I have to ask you how you feel about that. Like you're on stage, you're looking to the sides, and it's like 20 photographers and like three people shooting video. And it's like, I respect the hustle,
Yeah.
but I also want to see my friends on the sides.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I'd rather have all my homies on there. And I mean, I don't know. Another thing is like, you get all the pictures and videos a year later. It's like, you know what I mean? I don't care how the show looked a year from now. I want to see it like in 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Time is of the essence. Like I need to take
Yeah,
like
man.
show I need to take notes. Like what did I do that looked
Yeah.
stupid?
It's like I gotta have an Instagram post for the band next week. Come on, you know, I need something cool.
That's luckily like here at least a lot of people are really quick with the turnaround. But yeah, I know in the fest situations it can be dire.
Yeah, I mean, like it's been some times where I've seen like, you know, six people with the camera on stage. I only see like photos from like one person. And
Yep.
it's just like, where are all these other photos? You
If
know,
you're
I
not
guess
gonna
we'll never
send me,
see him,
if you don't want to
or
send
like
me
I
the
have to pay
photos,
for him,
yeah.
I
Oh
guess.
no, dude, come on. Like I respect the hustle,
Yeah.
but if you're gonna charge for them, don't complain when bands don't buy them.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's
Or
the
it's like,
soapbox moment there.
yeah, it'll be like times where like I'm on tour and I'll get a DM from somebody and they're like, "Hey, I'll be at this show if you want a video. It's gonna be $100." I'm like, you think I have the money to give you $100 to film my band on tour, man? You know what I mean?
Like we'll guest list you if you want to
Yeah,
shoot it.
but I'm
Like,
like, I can't really do that right now. You know, I'm trying to like make a little bit of money at least while I'm out here.
straight up, you can only eat so much Taco Bell.
Exactly.
What do you guys have coming up? Either Ends of Sanity, Eyes Wide Shut. I know that y'all just put out the EP, the Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
So maybe some
Yeah,
stuff coming.
Eyes is playing next weekend a show in Baltimore with I think Sinister Feeling is playing. They're a Baltimore band, and we're playing a show somewhere in Mass the Saturday with I think it's like Risk, Fool's Game,
Ooh.
Cruel Hand, and some other bands.
Cruel Hand?
They're like the headliner, I believe.
Damn.
And, you know, we got Overcome Fest in Greensboro, which is like, I mean, Ends is on that, so is Eyes Wide Shut. So that'll be a good weekend for North Carolina.
Who puts on Overcome Fest?
James. He's a singer in Ends of Sanity, but he books that.
I wasn't sure if it was like an older thing that had been happening, because Overcome Fest makes me feel like it's something that like the Advent or Beloved crowd would do.
Yeah, I mean, it isn't. I mean, it's named after an Advent song.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Yeah. But it's only like the second year he's done it. They used to have like, you know, like all the Breast Fest stuff like 2015, and Southern Ties happened, which was like 2013, I think, or 2014. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like they've like had Fest, but like this is like the first really like big Fest we've had in years. So it's kind of nice having a big thing in North Carolina again.
Where was United Blood?
United Blood is at a Canal Club in Richmond.
That's right. It was Richmond.
And that, I think, ended like after like all the COVID stuff. Mm-hmm. They haven't had anything since. They like did one more fest. I think it was like Big Takeover, because I went to that. And it was just, I mean, it was cool, but it wasn't United Blood, you know. It's kind of like hard to beat that vibe, you know.
Like, I never got to go, but I have a lot of friends that went and always talked about it. It was
always like insane. I went like 3 years, I think.
Yeah. Violence.
Straight up, dude. They had some crazy sets.
And yeah, there's a band from Toronto and there's singers from Winston-Salem.
Elijah.
Yeah. I didn't know if you knew him or not.
He's awesome. Yeah.
I did a little one-on-one, like I did some mini interviews for this other podcast that is in the works. And I was like, do you mosh? How do you like moshing here? He's like, what'd he say? I'm too violent for Canada.
Dude, he holds it down, man. He's always moshing. It's awesome.
He does. The first time I saw him mosh was at Madhouse last year as like our locals fest.
Yeah.
And I was like, this dude is not from Canada.
Yeah, dude. He's, I've known him since I was probably like 18 or 17. Like, he's been going to shows for a long time, like in Winston-Salem and in Greensboro and stuff. So yeah, he holds it down. He's a good guy.
He's cool. I like, whenever we see each other, we bond over missing things.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you know Blaine?
I do know Blaine. Yeah, I think I met him when we played. Oh, we played with their band at Toronto Style.
Okay. So that was, they did play that show with y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
And yeah, like,
they're friends with D-Block.
Yeah, and they went to Tied Down that summer too. So we like hung out a little bit, me, Blaine, and Elijah.
They're crazy.
Yeah, we're actually playing with them too. I forgot to mention that. Like the pre-show for Tied Down.
Yep. That's going to be a sick show.
Yeah, it's going to be a fucking banger. I'm excited for that one.
E-Town.
Dude, how do you feel about E-Town?
I mean, these hot takes. I don't know if I'm going to have a podcast after this episode.
Here's my take on E-Town. Best Give band ever.
Just straight up.
Straight up. Band's awesome.
I'm going to... How do I say this in a way that's not going to come and bite me in the ass? E-Town Concrete is a band that I have listened to.
There you go. Yep. That's all we need to know. That's the answer.
They got riffs.
Straight up.
So let's just say I would go to that show.
Yeah.
Because I have friends playing it. So
yeah,
want to support them.
Yeah.
Oh man, that thing's a mess though. Come on. The other side of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny a little bit, but.
Dude, like, yeah. They got some good tracks, man.
They do got good tracks. I'll leave it there. I don't want to get us into a pickle.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, Cam, I appreciate you chatting with me. We've chased away the sunlight. Now it's well into the evening.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, dude.
But yeah, I appreciate it. Before we go, let me know, what's your favorite city for beans and breakdowns?
I'm gonna go with Raleigh, North Carolina.
Shout
it's a
out.
Good spot. There's good coffee there and good shows there. So
three best bands from Raleigh right now.
Fading Signal. Oh shit. Let me think of ones that I'm like not in.
What the fuck is Fading Signal?
Shit, man. I'm blanking on Raleigh bands right now.
Come on. You got it. You want to go to North Carolina then? Let's just say as a whole. Let's just do a whole.
Okay. Fading Signal. A Knife in the Dark. Invoke.
Ooh. He hit it with the Invoke.
Yeah.
He hit it with the Invoke. All
right. That's the North Carolina goat right there, straight up.
That's a good band.
Yeah.
Knife in the Dark is also very good.
Yeah.
All three of those you can't go wrong.
Solid choices. Honest, yeah.
Pick any of those bands and then go to the fans also like, and then it's just good.
It's all bangers. Yeah. They know the deal, you know,
it's regional.
Yep.
Oh man. Well, Cam, thank you so much for hanging out. Wishing you and the ends of sanity, eyes wide shut, everything. Wishing you well.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me again, dude.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Beans and Breakdowns. I want to say a huge thanks to Cam for hanging out on the podcast. Be sure to check out Depths of Despair, the latest EP from Eyes Wide Shut, available on all listening platforms. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find out more information about the podcast by following us on Instagram at Beans and Breakdowns or on the web at beansandbreakdowns.com. Until next week, be sure to stay caffeinated and wake the fuck up!